Hi, everybody, and welcome back to your Midweek Miracle episode. This time, I'm introducing you to Michelle Walters, who describes herself as a voracious imagination advocate. And as you'll hear, at one time when she was a kid, she also imagined herself living on the moon. But I don't want to take that away from the conversation, so I'm just going to leave that there. She's a clinical hypnotherapist, and she writes and speaks on themes associated with the subconscious, self-improvement, and personal growth. We have a great conversation, and her miracle is especially beautiful this week. And I hope that you too, after listening to this conversation, maybe dream of living on the moon.
This little old man waddling up down the sidewalk, and he was like 80 if he was a day. And he says to my friend, he says, "What are you girls doing in Alameda?" And she says, "Oh," with a big toss of the hair, "we're looking for a place for my friend to rent. She wants to move here." And this little old man says, "My house is for rent." Okay, so I got a good one for this. So I've written a book about manifesting. And this is one of the stories that I tell in my manifesting book. It's called An Alignment of Spirit. So it was about, it was June 1999. And I was moving back from Texas to the Bay Area. And I looked around on the map. I was going to be flying out of the airport quite a bit, and I was going to be online. And so I thought, oh, it'd be good to live near an airport. Oh, I could live near Oakland Airport. Oh, there's this little town there called Alameda. Look, it's quite cute. It's right there. I didn't know anybody in Alameda. But, you know, this was 1999. So when you need a place to live, like Craigslist wasn't even big then. You like drove around where you wanted to live and looked for rent signs, right? So my girlfriend and I were driving around Alameda looking for rent signs. And it was a hot June day. And we were a little tired. So we decided to pull over and get ourselves like a soda, a drink. So pull over my car, and my girlfriend, I'm blonde. My girlfriend gets out of the car. She's blonde too. This little old man waddling up down the sidewalk, and he was like 80 if he was a day. And he says to my friend, he says, "What are you girls doing in Alameda?" And she says, "Oh," with a big toss of the hair, "we're looking for a place for my friend to rent. She wants to move here." And this little old man says, "My house is for rent." And we looked at him and we were like, okay. Like, he was way too old to be coming on to us, right? And we're like, okay. And he's like, "Well, yeah, it's just a couple blocks away. The wife is at home. She's watching tennis. Our son is a pastor in Northern California. We're going to go move up there. We're going to rent the house out. Maybe we'll sell in the future, but we're going to go see if we want to live by our son because we're getting older." And we said, okay. And he's like, "Well, here's the address." And we're like, "We're going to go get our Coke right now." So we go and we get our Cokes, and then we were like, "Well, should we go and see where this place is? See what it is?" So we go over there, and I was like, "Oh, it's a nice neighborhood. It's close to downtown. I like it, you know." And so we knocked on the door and wound up meeting the wife who was watching the tennis game. And anyway, I wind up renting this house. And then I said yes to my boyfriend about getting married. And a year later, the couple who rented us the house said, "Well, we want to sell it." So we bought it. And so this house really found me. Like, I didn't start talking to this guy on the sidewalk. He started talking to me. And so, you know, do I think that the universe sometimes delivers you the things that you are asking for or wanting? Yes. And sometimes in the most magical, strange ways. I also sold a car once. I had a broken down truck that I couldn't get to run when I was living in Texas. And so it was parked on an alley behind my house. And this mechanic or some guy named Terry, because I remember he had a little Terry on his shirt, comes walking down the street one day and says, "Hey, is that truck for sale?" Like, why do you just ask about trucks in people's driveways and if they're for sale? And I was like, yes. And so I sold it to Terry. Like, there was no for sale sign. Why would he ask me that? But he did. And I offloaded the car, which had been a real problem because the car could barely run.
Everyone, I hope you enjoyed this conversation, and I hope you enjoyed meeting Michelle, who, you know what, if she does end up acting on the moon, I'm going to be right there. First flight, first tickets, front row center. That's the end of that story. I want to thank her for being so vulnerable and funny and whimsical and, and serious at the same time, with a lot of integrity and a lot of grace. If you want to do a deeper dive on Michelle, there will be multiple links in the episode show notes, so be sure to check those out. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you who listens. Please do consider writing a review or leaving a rating. Those ratings and reviews help other people find this little labor of love of mine. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Michelle. Live a life filled with creativity and whimsy. I mean, she's always thinking about what to create next, how to be more engaged with people and the world, and how to bring beauty to people, how to help people heal, how to help them understand themselves. Because, you know, we all need to do a little bit of healing, or a whole lot of healing. And I think, you know, the world in general needs a whole lot of healing. So thank goodness Michelle's around to help us out. So be like Michelle and approach life with zest and imagination. We need more zestiness, I think, in the world. And with that, I'll see you next time for the very next episode of The Pod.